Chapter 13.
Words will never convey the pain at seeing my wife and children murdered. Saying my heart felt ripped from my chest, and my soul was racked with unspeakable sorrow and grief, reveals but the slightest fraction of what I suffered as I knelt over the dismembered remains of those whom I loved most in the world. Though I still breathed, the aristocracy had succeeded in their attempt. Dalen the Moran died that day with his family.
Towns like Carradale held mismatched buildings ranging between old and very old, some built from nice sturdy brick, while others had been crafted of stone or half-timbered with faded whitewashed daubed walls or a mixture thereof. Every building sat at generous distances from the others, for there was room to spare in the country, making the streets seem more like small trodden fields with grass growing on the edges in wide swaths. Dalen wore his gauntlet and sword as he walked with Arik down the street, a newly threaded tassel hanging from his temple with a few red beads. It was still early high fall, yet most of the townspeople were up and about. Dalen could swear that every single one stopped to stare at the two of them as they passed. Low murmurs rolled on the air like a distant hornet's nest. Yes, word of who Dalen was, or was supposed to be, had clearly spread through the whole town. There he was, the son of the old town tinker, who had just so happened to be Dalus the Conqueror himself.
"You're popular," Arik said to him.
Peridon did his work well.
He hardly needed to try, considering the news.
They moved to the side of the road to avoid an old horse-drawn cart coming their way and found themselves near a group of townswomen. They were particularly invested in their discussion of Dalen, whispering frantically and pointing at him. Being so annoyed at the unwanted attention and obvious prejudice everyone had for him, Dalen couldn't resist. He jumped to the women, screaming, "Rah!" and making clawing motions. They screamed and ran like mice, one so frantic that her arms flailed overhead as she ran down the street long after the others had gained control of themselves, though terror was fixed on their faces. Dalen doubled over in laughter. The women walked away, glaring at him.
"Are you done terrorizing the locals?" Arik asked.
"It seems my presence is enough to instill terror, so I might as well have some fun with it. Their minds are made up. I'm Dalus the Conqueror reborn."
"And you're doing nothing to dissuade them of their fears."
"It's not like anything could," Dalen said. "Look, son, you're more naive than I thought if you haven't figured out by now that people do judge a book by its cover and think whatever the light they want to think about someone so long as it makes them feel better about themselves. They're going to hate me no matter what I do."
"I disagree. It's possible to earn the love of even your most bitter enemy."
Before Dalen could reply, someone cut him off.
"So you're the great bastard's bastard."
Being in conversation, Dalen hadn't noticed that a group of young men had gathered before them.
"Huh. Don't look like much,"
Fergan LaDonner said, head of the LaDonner family and local twat. He looked like a dried fruit, with a personality and wit to match. There were 15 men with him, including his sons, whose heads were as thick as their arms. The country had a knack for breeding dumb brutes. Many wore a tassel each with a few beads, and all wore swords on their hips.
"Now, men, we want no trouble," Arik said.
"We've no issue with you, Bringer. No, we're after the bastard's bastard."
"Is that the best you can do?" Dalen said. "Of course, I shouldn't expect much, considering the abyss of your intelligence. Don't push yourself too hard, or you'll give yourself an aneurysm."
"A what?"
"My point exactly."
"Listen, you little smartass. We know who you are. The son of the great bastard can't be allowed to walk around freely, especially in our town."
"Piss off, Fergan. I'm leaving anyway."
"How'd you know my name, runt?"
"Everyone knows the village idiot."
"Dalen, stop antagonizing them," Arik said.
"Why, I ought to..."
Fergan raised his hand to strike Dalen, but then one of his sons spoke up.
Careful, Daw. He's wearing the mark. A load of drac, Fergan said. No kid is a master or wins red beads. He's nothing but a sniveling liar, just like his father.
The beads are rightly his, Arik said, as is the mark of a grand high master. The moron hesitated as he looked to the gold disc over Dalen's silver buckle.
No! You're lying!
Dalen sighed. Lightbringers can't lie, you stupid yoke.
That's it,
the brute said, grabbing Dalen's jacket, about to throw a punch. Dalen had had more than enough of this. Not wanting a full brawl in the middle of a street, he decided to end things quickly. He channeled light into his strength and speed, using two of his four paths on each, and in a blindingly fast movement of his hands, he broke the man's left arm in two places and punched him in the chest. Fergan flew into the air, knocking down those behind him. The others in the mob, those left standing, looked to their fallen companions, and then to Dalen in astonishment and fear.
"Light's mercy,"
Arik said, walking over to the fallen man who was trying to breathe, his face an image of pain. Light shone over Arik's hands as he healed the man, who gasped in relief before eventually sitting up. Those he had knocked over were already on their feet. Arik helped Fergan stand.
"Now leave, before anyone else gets hurt," Arik said, waving his hand at the mob of young men.
They obeyed, though they stared at Dalen terrified.
Light, it was satisfying?
Arik grabbed Dalen's arm, saying angrily,
"You, with me, now!"
Dalen easily resisted the bringer's pull as he was still channeling light to his strength.
"Get off," he said.
Suddenly, a force hit Dalen so strong that it knocked him off his feet. The invisible force then grabbed him while he was still in the air and pulled him down an empty street from the view of the many onlookers. The force released him, and Dalen crashed along the dusty side road. He gasped for breath. That invisible blow had been so strong that it had cracked a few of his ribs. All his paths began to channel light into healing. He could breathe more easily now, and he got to his feet, knowing full well what had happened. The bringer had used the miracle of movement against him. In other words, telekinesis. Arik was walking toward him, looking furious. Most of Dalen's injuries had already healed, and he channeled light into speed, drawing Imperius.
"Put that away, you fool!"
Arik said. Dalen was livid with rage and tried his best to control himself. It was black and hard. The bringer had actually lashed out with his holy powers against him. The wretch should die for that. The bringer walked right up to Dalen, giving no thought to Imperius in his hand.
"You're an arch knight?"
Arik said through closed teeth. Dalen was so stunned by the question that his rage waned, though it was still most certainly there.
"Why in the light would you say that?"
"You're channeling light."
"You can sense it?"
"Of course I can, and so can you."
Arik's face suddenly switched to realization.
"Unless you don't know that you can. You're a deserter? But then you should have lost the powers."
A surprise helped Dalen's anger come to a more manageable level.
"I've never been an arch knight," he sneered.
"But only arch knights have such powers."
"Apparently not. And why does it matter? I have the powers of the arch knights. I can lightbind. It's not as if the world has fallen apart."
"Why does it matter?"
Arik asked rhetorically.
"If other people other than arch knights can receive their powers, it means unworthy people, like you, might abuse them."
"Unworthy? Who are you to say that? You just manhandled me with yours."
"Because you nearly killed a man."
"He attacked me, and I was far from killing the fool."
"Oh, really? Did you know that you broke all his ribs?"
"What?"
"If I hadn't been here, he would have died. It's obvious you don't know the slightest thing about controlling your powers or when it's right to use them."
Guilt took away the rest of Dalen's rage. He had no idea he had pushed the man so hard.
You're like a child attempting to fly a skyship.
Hey, I didn't ask for these powers.
Oh, so you would be willing to give them up if you could?
Dalen frowned. Well, no, of course not.
How did you get them?
None of your blackened business.
Stop pushing me away. I'm trying to help you.
I didn't ask for your help. I didn't even want you here. But I can't exactly say no to the light, can I?
But if you don't let me do what the light wants me to do with you, then you're practically denying it anyway.
And what do you think the light wants you to do with me?
Stop you from becoming your father!
The words stung deep.
Look at your actions, Dalen. Were they the actions of a good man, or of a power-hungry tyrant more concerned about his own convenience than the lives of others?
The reality of Arik's words struck Dalen. Arik was absolutely right. Dalen had acted like Daelis the Conqueror. In other words, he was acting exactly like himself. Dalen stumbled, walking a few steps before falling to the grass on the side of the road.
I am like him,
he said in remorse.
I'm exactly like him. Is there any point in trying to change?
Arik smiled down at him.
If not, the light wouldn't have even sent me. And hopefully, if you're willing to accept my help, you won't do anything like that again.
Arik sat next to Dalen in the shade of the long townhouse. It was so patronizing to have a man half Dalen's age tell him what to do.
It's not like I wanted to, Dalen said. I just get so angry. And you can't tell me that snot didn't deserve a good thump.
Oh, you gave him more than a thump. Regardless of his aggression, there was 100 different ways you could have handled it.
I was treating him with the same respect that he was showing me.
Oh, for light's sake, you really are a child.
A child?
Dalen said in disgust. He was 82 years old, Blackett.
I am not a child.
You're definitely acting like one, and although that man was too, you can't afford to be so foolish. You possess too much power and could cause great harm. On top of that, people will be judging you based on your parentage before even meeting you, so you'll have to work twice as hard to gain their trust, or at least show that you're not to be feared, and breaking the arms of those who accost you won't help convince anybody that you're not like your father.
Dalen was doing his very best to listen to the bringer, and considering the resentment he felt boiling over, it was quite the feat. He knew everything the bringer was saying. Like, there was probably nothing the bringer could actually teach him that Dalen didn't already know, but he deserved the reminder.
So next time, don't feel so entitled to respect or special treatment, Arik continued. You don't demand respect. You earn it.
People can be cruel and heartless, judgmental and unjust, and treating them with the same spite will only make things worse.
Yes, yes, Dalen said,
standing, reaching the end of his patience.
I'm not brushing you off. You're right. I agree with you. And I'm sorry. I acted like a spoilt brat.
Arik rose.
There's one more thing.
And that is?
Your powers. How did you get them?
Why do you want to know? So you can be a lightbinder on top of being a lightbringer?
Bringers can't become lightbinders, or at least this is what the Archknights have said, including the bringers who are members of the Order.
Then why do you want to know?
Dalen, think of the implications. The peace we have in the world is in large measure thanks to the Knights. Their mandate is to protect the world not only from the Shade, but from anything that threatens it, even empires if they become corrupt enough. The Knights are small in number when compared to an army, but they have been able to fight because of their power. The perfect example of this is your father. If not for the Archknights, the world would still be under the boot of Daelus the Conqueror.
Dalen's huff was near a laugh, for he knew the truth of that more than anyone.
And here you are, showing there's no connection between the Order's mandate to protect and their powers.
That's an assumption, Bringer. I can be an anomaly, and the Knight's powers still reliant on their oath.
Is that what you believe?
Dalen sneered.
Not really.
Exactly. It's more likely that you prove anyone could receive the Archknight's powers if they only knew how. Now, imagine for a second, Arik said gravely, what would happen to the world if someone like Daedalus the Conqueror became a Lightbinder? This time Dalen did laugh.
Oh, I don't need to imagine. It's nothing to laugh about, Arik responded crossly. The world would fall into chaos and destruction of the likes we have never seen, and the Archknights would be ill-equipped to save us.
No, a single Lightbinder can't stand against several. The Knights would take him down.
And what if hundreds of wicked men became Lightbinders?
There are plenty of good people outside the Order, and they'd seek the power as much as those who would abuse it. Enough to balance things, anyway.
Arik looked to be considering Dalen's words until his eyes widened, and he said almost to himself, Not if they might die.
You're talking about the Vigil.
You know?
My father sent spies to try and find out the Knight's secrets.
Arik huffed. I'm not surprised, though I am that he told you.
He told me everything before he died.
Really?
Then you might possess some important information. And I'll share only what I choose, like the fact that the Vigil is performed on a ceremonial skyship that flies toward the sun, and that 1 in 3 initiates die.
I knew that some die, but 1 in 3?
That's the average.
Strange, there's a consistent rate, especially since the Knights say it's because one's heart isn't pure.
Specifically, that they weren't truly sincere in their desire to fight evil for the rest of their lives. Well, I can tell you my heart isn't pure, and I made no vow.
Which means the deaths are a result of the process. This is very troubling. A good man who is content with his life has no need for supernatural powers, and has little reason to risk all he has for them. But power-hungry madmen, they would gladly risk their lives for the strength to impose their will on others. Only then, when oppression reigns, would good men be willing to risk their lives for the power to fight injustice. And then it would be constant war. If you received these powers merely from something you did, you hold a very dangerous secret. One that could change the world and bring death and destruction for ages to come.
A secret has twice as much chance of getting out when a second person knows it, Bringer. I'll not be telling you.
But you know the secret. The powers didn't come upon you in your sleep or something like that.
I might know the secret, and I'm well aware of the implications of such knowledge. No one will find out from me, just as no one has found out from the Archknights.
Will you give me your word that you won't tell a single soul what you know?
I don't need to promise you anything, but I've already said as much. No one will find out how I received my powers, including you.
Then I'm satisfied.
Why would I care if you are?
Arik ignored him. And what will you do next? With your powers, that is.
Help those in need to the best of my specific and unique abilities.
You're referring to your swordsmanship.
A grand high master who can lightbind. A potent combination.
A disturbing one. Your father set out with good intentions to help people when he overthrew the aristocracy, and look where that ended.
Dalen huffed a laugh. Well, I'm not planning anything like that. I was thinking of hunting down pirates among the floating isles.
That would be a violent life.
Then nothing out of the ordinary.
Arik studied him again before saying, You would make the skies a little safer, true. But what you should really do is join the Archknights. If you want to help people, that's where you belong. And they would be able to teach you how to fully control your powers.
The thought has crossed my mind, but I'm reluctant to give up my freedom so soon. Besides, there are things I need to do first.
But you intend to seek them out, eventually?
Eventually.
Good. And until that time, it's best we avoid Archknight attention, as they'll be most insistent on bringing you in, so to speak, when they learn of what you can do. They're very protective of their secrets.
You almost seem to be on my side. Arik moved so his body pressed against Dalen's.
Dalen turned to Arik with a look of consternation. "What are you doing?"
"Now I'm on your side," Arik said with an amused smile.
Dalen groaned and walked back to the street.